All right. And finally, Apple is reportedly snooping around your stuff. That's right. Apple added a new feature in the iOS 12 update for your iPhones. In it, Apple assigns trust ratings, to iPhone users based on phone call and email habits.
Really? So
the company maintains they're building your score based. Isn't this what's going on in China?
It sounds like the this whole score thing, right?
Yeah.
So if I call my mom a lot, I get a good score. But if I call my, drug dealer a lot, it's I get a bad score.
It says here they're building your score based on the number of calls and emails you send and receive, so they can spot fraudulent transactions made using your device.
Oh, it's for your safety, huh?
Is it now?
What?
Rick's concerned. Yeah, good thing you got an iPhone, huh?
I hate this thing.
I know you do.
The company swears this is simply to prevent fraud. Yeah, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
How many people trust this big, huge, megamopolis company?
I don't know, man.
They add stuff to. I mean, it's so difficult. Back in the day, you used to be able to keep up with the technology, but now they have so much new stuff in the phones. It's like you don't know how it works or what it does. They just spew some stuff at you.
We now return to the Apple presentation still in progress.
And here's yet another amazing feature. Our new iPad is equipped with Proton Thunderstrike bezel display with a 4.2 microcrystal quadrahertz torrent micropixel, which is extremely exciting. Also, you can strap 17 iPads to your car and it will convert your vehicle to a solar-powered flying plane car, which will get you to the Apple Store Genius Bar in less than 4.1 parsecs, which is very exciting. Furthermore, the Flare Compound Nimbus Lightning Power Equation Quartz 3000 is, well, I think it speaks for itself. Okay. Now I'm going to read this list of features in all of the past iPads and Apple devices and tell you what they've changed to.
More from the Apple presentation coming up.